Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, family. This is Spiritual Sense Life with Tim the Overseer. Welcome to Freestyle Fridays, and we thank you all for tuning in tonight. We thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us and join us tonight. I have my co-host on the line, Busta Bus 806. Okay, brother, you there?
I am here, live and in person.
All right, then, brother. Brother said he's here live and in person. All right. Well, brother, we thank you for coming on tonight. We still got our other co-host, Big Tate Entertainment. He's not going to be able to join us tonight. He has some personal business that he's trying to get taken care of. He said he'll probably join us in a week or so. So we wish him the best. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and jump into our Spiritual Freestyle Fridays. We're going to be coming out of the book of John. We're just going to kind of touch on some things. In fact, we're probably not going to be here long tonight. We're probably just going to do an hour tonight. I know that we got some things that we got to get into. So without further ado, we're going to say a quick prayer. And we're going to go ahead and jump right into it. Again, we thank you all for being here. And I just want to take this moment to express gratitude to the Most High. I thank Him for my life, my soul, my health, and strength. I thank you for your life, your soul, your health, and your strength, and your well-being. We thank you for your time. We thank you for the Most High for blessing us with salvation. And we're praying for your salvation. We thank you for everyone's salvation that's listening. We thank you for this brother being on the line with me, and my homeboy, Busta Bus, taking out his busy schedule to join with me tonight and to help me bring this word and to help give some spiritual enlightenment to our listeners tonight. So without further ado, I'm just going to say a real quick prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for another blessed day. We thank you for our life, our soul, our health, our strength. We thank you for blessing us for being in our right mind. We thank you for this opportunity that you have blessed us with. You said that we should be here today, Heavenly Father, and we are here. We pray that we are putting our best foot forward for you in the kingdom. We pray that all flesh be removed and that your spirit come in and bless your saints. Amen. All right, brother, how's everything been going?
Amen. Say again?
How's everything been going?
Oh, everything's been going all right this week. We're trying to stay COVID-free, you know?
Right, exactly.
Teachers, students, exactly. Everybody, all of us.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, brother, I have yet to get used to this thing that's going on. I say it's a rehearsal for what's to come. We know that this too shall pass, and we're definitely praying for those who have been affected in some type of way. We've all actually been affected. In fact, you know what, while we're talking about it, just real quick, just make sure that we are all praying. Make sure that we keep a sound mind. Don't let the world dictate what you should do. And what I mean by that, kind of talked to a customer. It was very disturbing what she was saying. She was actually spending her last dime to go buy guns. And I thought that was shocking to hear that. And I was like, wow. And, she was just saying, where she's located. She said that people don't have any money. And basically what she was saying, in a sense, is that they're preparing for basically civil unrest. And we know that a lot of time when you have a lack thereof, that's what causes civil unrest. In other words, if people don't have enough work, they don't have work, they don't have money, if they don't have money, they can't buy food to support their family. And that's not a good mix. And we know what comes from that. And so we're praying for people, especially the saints, be safe, be mindful, be careful where you go, who you talk to, you know, because some people haven't been affected. In fact, some people have actually been, you know, probably, you know, not really sad to say, but some people have actually, you know, things have gotten better for them since this thing has happened. Others are hurting. So make sure that we're praying for people. But I'm just saying to all, don't let people dictate what you should do. I don't believe that, you know, people should go buy guns. It's funny because my brother was telling me that. He called me talking about, I better go get buy a gun. I said, brother, I don't even roll like that, so I'm not doing that. I don't believe in that. So, but I understand to each his own. I'm not trying to tell people what to do. Just pray before you make any decision and trust in the Most High. So make sure that we're praying for people. So with that being said, I want to talk about the book of St. John, brother. You know what I mean? You've been talking about the book of St. John for a little bit. And we've both been doing it last week, but I want to keep some prior commitments and dealing with some things that I had announced as far as the age of accountability and things of that nature in the Word. But we want to go ahead and go to St. John, the first chapter, verse 1. But before I get into that, brother, do you have anything that you want to bring, anything that you want to say, anything that you want to talk about, any scriptures, anything that you got, brother? You got the floor, Buster Bus 806. Go ahead, brother.
1 John chapter 1, verse 4.
All right. Okay. Go ahead, brother.
And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full.
Okay.
And 1 John sums up, is a summation of what Christ is, what God is.
Okay.
If you read it, it's love. And they, 1 John is telling us what we need to do,
okay,
in order to have this full of joyness.
Right.
Okay. So that's what we're going to get into tonight.
Okay.
1 John 1 and
okay.
4.
First.
And these things,
mm-hmm,
that's a summation.
Mm-hmm.
That we're talking about, that their joy, that the people's joy may be,
mm-hmm, that's right.
And if they understand this, they can understand anything. Okay, go ahead.
Man, that's good, man. I'm gonna give you the floor, man. Go ahead and kick it off, man. I'm gonna follow up behind you, man. That sounded good, brother. I like that. You got me excited. I want to hear more. You want to go ahead and kick it off?
Okay. Let's start there.
Okay.
I know we should start at the front. In the beginning.
No, it's whatever you want to start, brother. You got it. So you said that 1 John, the fourth chapter. The first chapter, fourth verse, right?
Fourth
first
verse.
John, fourth first. First John, first chapter, fourth verse, and it says, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Man, I mean that's awesome, because in what I just said about what's going on in the world, that, you know, I was just thinking about that this week. And that's funny, man, how every time we talk, it's nothing but the Spirit. Man, look, don't let the enemy take your joy. Don't let him do it. Do the best that you can, because, you know, I don't make light of anyone's situation, because when the lady I spoke to said that, you know, that's what she was going to go do, I just couldn't help but to think, you know, what's going on in her world, because some people are not affected the same way. And so a lot of times we don't want to dictate for people, but pray for them, because you know, we're not in that situation. So I do the best that I can to stay away from judging people because, you know, that situation. And, man, when you said that, that your joy may be full, stay joyful. Get in your word. Fast, pray, study, read your word. Listen to us. Tune in to us. You know, tell family members. Tell friends. Text. Tell them, hey, man, come listen. Because we want your joy to be full. We want you to know that, hey, this ain't it. This is not over. And that we got the victory. But go ahead, brother. I want you to go ahead and finish your thought. Go ahead. I just had to throw that in there. Go ahead, brother. It sounds good. Go ahead.
Okay. And I don't want to label people that call themselves Christians. Okay, I think there's a distinction. This is just my opinion. So,
okay,
if you say, "Oh, I'm a Christian," okay, and I love the Lord, and I believe in the Bible, that's probably not enough.
Okay,
that's probably not enough. It's probably too much, really, because. I was reading the scripture earlier that, let's go to 1 John, 1st chapter 8, verse. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Okay? Now,
okay.
I don't know. This is like my second time with you. I'm going to go out on a limb. No, I'm not. I'm going to stay in the trees. I'm not going to go out
in the trees
yet.
Okay, then.
Because I wanted
okay.
to make a comment, a personal comment, but I'm going to keep that. And,
okay.
Which was regarding we were talking about a month ago about this brother that was on TV that made a comment and that he was thrown off his own show. For commenting about something that was biblical.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Right. Gotcha.
And
that's
he was
right.
talking about a certain people.
Right.
Okay? And that, let's just go with it. I have lots of thoughts in my head, and if I get ahead of myself, then I will be undiscerning.
Okay. That's no problem.
So basically, what he was writing to the people was that loving your brother, the next person, is the key. If you say you love your, if you say you hate your brother, you're saying that you hate God himself.
That's it.
And that he says that, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he go, because
that's
that
right.
darkness has blinded his eyes. People can do things and people can say things, but don't say that you hate him. You
That's
may not
right.
love them, okay, but you need to love them. But
That's right.
We have an intercessor, right?
Ooh, that's right.
In case,
that's deep, brother.
In case we get off the beaten path.
Right. That's it. Go ahead.
Now, they don't mean to fall back, you know, use it as a crutch.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use it as a crutch, because he say, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's right.
So that's where we need to be.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's a good word. That's a good word. You know, This passage that you're talking about is like one of my favorite passages. I actually spoke this sermon a couple of times, you know, in churches. Man, this is beautiful. And I'm going to share this with you, man. It's a funny, true story. This pastor a long time ago. And this time was funny because I wasn't even licensed or ordained or anything, but I was in ministry. I was always ministering. And he kind of like called me out. And I was kind of shocked about it because I was like, okay, this brother's a little bold and up front. And so we kind of had a little debate. And he tried to share with me that he has no sin. And I said, well, brother, that's not true. Everybody got sin. And as you stated, you know, love is the primary key. In fact, love is the foundation as believers, as us being saints. Love is our foundation, embracing the brother and the sister. You know, Christ said it best to the disciples. He said, hang all the laws and the prophets on the first two commandments. Love the Most High with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. And the second is as the first, love thy neighbor as thou love thyself. Okay, you said, where am I going with this? When it talks about walking in the light and, you know, talking about, you know, that Yahweh is light and in him is no darkness. It says, if we, 1 John 1st chapter verse 6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Okay?
Right.
So, like you were saying, if we don't have love for our brothers and our sisters, okay, then you are lying. You're not telling the truth. You're walking in darkness. If you say that we have no sin. Now, we all know that we're sin. We sin. Though Paul established that over in Romans, the 7th chapter, I believe it's verse 14, he starts. He talks about, and you know, about that, and I'll kind of get into that a little bit later. But he talks about how we sin because we are born in sin. So we're not perfect. We're going to fall. We're going to make mistakes, okay? To say that we don't have any sin, as the scripture says in verse 8, you say, if we say we have no sin, we deceive who? We're not deceiving anybody else. So when the brother said he had no sin, I said, brother, we all got sin. And when I showed him this passage, these scriptures, he had nothing to say. Because we shouldn't walk around with our chest out. And I tell people all the time, just because I've been blessed with the gift to preach and teach the word, I don't look down on anybody. And what I have, I give to anybody because the Holy Spirit gives it to me to share with the world. It don't belong to
me.
I'm just a tool ready to be used. So I let the Holy Spirit use me as he sees fit. So anything that comes across my spiritual sense, my knowledge, I share it. I give it out because Christ said it best. He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So when I give it away, I'm being more blessed than the people that's receiving the word because he's going to give me more and fill up my cup until it what? Run it over because I'm constantly giving it away. And he's going to constantly pour more into me so I can constantly give it away. Because why? I'm no better than nobody else. We have no right to walk around just because we have a title, overseer, or bishop, or pastor, or minister, or evangelist. We don't look down on anyone. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. And we do understand we all each have a calling. But anyone has a word. Like I was telling Big Tate, I said, man, it don't matter if you feel like you don't know that much of the word. Speak. I tell people all the time, Buster Bus, your ministry is your deliverance. I'll say it again. Your ministry is your deliverance. The Holy Spirit is the teacher, you know, not man. The Holy Spirit is the best teacher there is. And, man, you said it best, you know, that your joy may be full. And so we don't want the world and the situations to steal our joy. But I'll come back and touch on these other two verses, 9 and 10, man, because I love this verse, man. Let me touch on verse 9 real quick, and then you know I'll let you come back in. And I know you said you got a lot, so I just want to interject that part. But 1 John, the first chapter, verse 9 says, if we confess, see, that's the key. man, we are not perfect. We have to confess. That's why Christ in the Lord's Prayer, you know, he told us to ask for forgiveness of our sins, right? Every day.
Right.
That's why the Lord's Prayer is structured. It's okay if you want to pray your own prayer, but Christ said when you pray, you're really supposed to pray the Lord's Prayer in that structure. You can kind of mix it up a little bit. But he says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. Brother, go ahead, man. Go ahead. I just want to share that.
I just want to expound on what you were saying earlier. There's a video out on YouTube. I think it's I know it's on YouTube, and you could probably buy it also. And some people may have already seen it. It's called The Greatest Story Ever Told.
Okay.
The Greatest Story Ever Told.
The Greatest Story Ever Told. Okay.
And it's on YouTube.
Check that out.
I was watching it a while back, probably a few years back or so. And then there was a certain part in it where they were sleeping under this footbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happened when they woke that next morning, I believe it was Paul. Someone had stolen his coat during the night. And he was complaining to Jesus that somebody had stole his coat. And Jesus was telling him, hey, it's really not about the coat. It's about what that person needs. Okay?
That's right.
He said, hey, go find that person that stole your coat and give them something else. Because when you do that, you were saying it's always better to give than receive, and Jesus was trying to tell him that. That coat is minuscule in what we're doing here.
Right.
What we're doing here is bigger than that coat.
Man, you talking
about. It's more valuable than that coat. To your salvation, it's more valuable than that coat. And he was just going on and on. Man, I love that coat. I think it's probably about the 32nd minute into the film where where they're under the footbridge and Jesus was trying to explain to him, exhort to him that, hey, the coat is insignificant in what we're doing.
Right. To the entire mission. That's deep.
Yeah. These minuscule things that we complain about in our daily lives, or just that minuscule. When you think, okay, God is happening to me today, okay, don't dwell on it. That's what he was trying to tell him. Hey, don't dwell on that. Go beyond that. Go beyond that action that happened when someone did something to you, and be done with it.
That's right.
Because if you do that, then you can see the bigger picture. Because if you dwell on what happened, you're going to be blind. You're going to be in the darkness.
Oh, that's deep.
And you probably cussed them out and said something other when they did something to you. So just go ahead and confess that and then just be done with it.
That's right.
And you were saying that you was going to hit 9 and 10, but I'm going to go ahead and let you hit 10. We're going to go back into the second chapter.
Okay. You know what? This sermon that I preached was actually 1 John, the first chapter, verses 5 through 10, and then 1 John, second chapter, verses 1 and 2. That's the whole entire context. And the sermon was called Walk in the Light. And, man, this is how you know this is the Holy Spirit. Because I'm listening to you, and just what is exactly what you're talking about is walking in the light. And, man, you know me, I don't too much like to share too much personal stuff about myself, but since I've been on here, it has to be blessing somebody. The Bible says, well, there's two or three gathered he's in the midst. So I don't care if it's 10 people or 100 people or 300 people. You know, we appreciate the people that are listening. And it's funny because today I was convicted. The Holy Spirit convicted me. And that's the one thing, the thing about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to always keep you in line. That's why the Bible says the Holy Spirit is the keeper. Because, man, I was like, man, you know, I'm exhausted. I study a lot. You know, got this show, tomorrow night show, you know. And, you know, just spend time with the family. You know, I try to, you know, fit everybody in. And then try to get my own personal time. Because, man, that's important. If you steady giving out, it's blessed to give and to receive, but you got to give to yourself as well, man. If you don't give to yourself as well, it'll really mess with you. And today I was just like, you know, kind of like murmuring, you know, to myself. I was like, man, you know, just thinking to myself. And you know what? The Holy Spirit said, you know what? This is bigger than you, Tim. Walk in the light. That's it. Walk in the light. This is bigger than me because in this world today, with what people are dealing with, it's bigger than me. Because, yeah, I may be tired and exhausted, you know, falling asleep, whatever. But somebody needs to hear the word. Someone needs this encouragement. And just like you just said, what Christ said to you, he said it was Paul. He said, hey, look, your jacket is gone. But it ain't about that. Somebody took it because they needed it. This is bigger than you. And that's what the Holy Spirit convicted me and said to me today. This is Tim. It ain't about you being tired. It ain't about you constantly studying. It's not about that. This is something that you've done for years. But the fact that you're doing it more and we're pouring more into it because we're reaching more souls and more people becoming saved, this is bigger than me. This is about growing the kingdom. This is about ensuring that when Christ rolls back the sky, the clouds, and he comes with all his angels, that people are prepared and that they know that they're ready. And this is what the context is, what you just read. You started it. You said it. And I remember this sermon that I preached. I preached it more than once. Walk in the light. Because we want the saints to understand that it's bigger than you. Yes, we may be, press toward the mark. You know, press toward the mark. Leave those things that are behind us. We press toward the mark, just like you just said. You just said that. Hey, the jacket is gone. You know, press toward the mark. We got ministry to do. We got souls to save. And, man, that was beautiful. And I just want to touch on verse 9 real quick. And I'm going to do 9 and 10 because that's the context. And then we need to go ahead and get into verses 1 and 2 of 1 John, the second chapter, verses 1 and 2. We'll also look at those because that's the entire context of the sermon that I preached. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, watch this. It says, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You know, put the past behind you. Once it's done, it's done. Once you've asked for forgiveness, that's one thing about the Lord, our Savior, Christ and the Most High. Once he's forgiven you, and this is why we know that when it comes for our day of judgment, this is why we have to pray without ceasing. He's not going to bring it back up. He casts it to the sea of forgetfulness. It's done. You know, it's not like we are. Man, we will remind each other of our faults real quick. Hey, man, we're going to bring this up. You remember when you did this? You know how we do. I'm guilty of it, too. You know, but he is faithful and just, it says, to forgive us our sins. And watch what it says. It ain't through. It says, and to cleanse us from all. See, only he has the power to do that. And this is what I was talking about over in Revelation about the church being prepared. Only Christ is that powerful that he can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because right now, can't no man go before the Heavenly Father. Why? Because of sin. So the Lamb, which is Christ, took away those sins. And he is, verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned. This is what I was trying to let the brother know, that this was a pastor. We make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Brother, you can't sit there and tell me that you are a pastor of a church and you got a body of members and you're talking about you don't have no sin. That's the wrong message to give to anybody, that we don't see it. Brother, I deal with the same things that you deal with every day. I don't care whatever it is you deal with, we deal with it as well. We have to fight them same demons off every day, just like you do. This is why the scripture says to put on the full armor of Yahweh. We have to put on the full. We have to equip ourselves, get in our word, fast, pray, study continuously. Not when things are bad, not just when we feel like it, but when it gets uncomfortable. It's just like working out. It's just like eating right. For you to have what you desire, you have to continuously do it and get uncomfortable in doing it until it becomes the norm, and then it doesn't bother you anymore. But, man, it says that we make him a liar in his word. The word is Christ. We talked about that. St. John 1:1, the word is not, in other words, what the scripture is saying is Christ is not in you if you're saying that what? If we say that we have not sinned, then you don't have salvation is what the word is saying. So a lot of times, this is a deep word, man. You didn't hit the nail on the head again, brother. I mean, it's the same thing with the seven churches being prepared. This is what Christ gave the message to John and said, behold, I come quickly. He wants the church to know, hey, I'm coming. Be ready for my return. Know the word. Know what the word says. Brother, I'm going to go ahead and turn. Go ahead, brother. What you got? Go ahead.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to jump.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
To chapter 4, verse 1.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back over to the second chapter.
Okay. Okay, man.
I felt it necessary to go ahead and jump there before we run out of time.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
He says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Man, you're going to make me hang up this phone, you.
Many false prophets.
You talking, you speaking the word. Yeah, you speaking that, bro. You talking. Man, you about to make me hang up the phone. Go on, call the knife and get in the bed, man. You talk. Man, you talking.
I'm not
like
talking.
This.
I'm just reading the scripture. I'm just reading the scripture. I'm just reading.
Just reading the scripture. That's it. Word for word.
And we are applying this scripture to things in our lives. It gives us insight. The word gives us insight to the world.
Ooh, that's deep.
Okay. Yeah. Verse 2.
That's a good word.
Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is coming in the world is the flesh of God. If they say Jesus is here, then they're good.
That's right.
That's all they got to say. And then you can believe what they say.
That's it.
But if they don't say that, just like the guy said, hey, I ain't no sinner. Oh, really? Okay.
Right.
Third verse. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now is already here.
Man, you messing with some deep stuff, brother. You reaching deep in the bag tonight.
Already here.
Yeah.
So a good spirit knows a good spirit. Bad spirit knows bad spirit.
That's it.
Let me
kindred
throw this
spirit
out one time.
Yeah.
I went to this church one time, and I was looking for someone, and they weren't there. And I just happened to get there when they were praying, right? And I know Jesus say when you pray, say the Lord's Prayer.
Right.
And believe you not, I tried 50, no, it wasn't 50 times, it was probably like 5 times to recite the Lord's Prayer while I was inside this church. And it couldn't come out.
Wow.
As soon as I got in my car, I recalled it.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know what was going on. Well, I do know what was going on. If something was there that was blocking the spirit coming through.
Wow. Right.
something was blocking it. But I just had to interject that since you were saying about the Lord's Prayer earlier.
Right.
Okay? So now we're going to go back to the second chapter.
Okay.
It says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father,
that's right,
Jesus Christ, the righteous. Now, that advocate, I'm an advocate. I'm a CASA, a court-appointed special advocate.
There you go.
For children that are in the custody of CPS,
mm-hmm,
custody of the state. And my job,
okay,
is to go and tell the judge what this child desires. Just as Jesus is our advocate, tells God,
that's right,
hey,
counselor, mm-hmm,
what we desire.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's second verse. And he is the propitiation for our sin, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And that big word, propitiation,
mm-hmm,
is atonement.
That's right.
You can just say atonement. He is atonement for our sin.
That's right. He paid our way. That's right. Man, you hitting home runs, brother. You hitting home runs, brother. That's good stuff. That's a good word, man.
Okay, hit us with a triple then. Go ahead.
Okay. Yep, man, that's a good word. 1 John 2nd chapter, verse 1, you said it. My little children, who's he talking to? The saints. Now, see, anytime you see brethren, little children, he's talking to the believers is who he's talking to. He said, these things write I unto you, that ye sin what? Not. So what is he saying when he says sin not? We just established over in the other verses that we do sin. So why would it say over here that we sin not? Right? Well, I don't know if hopefully you guys have been following me on some of my other shows, especially my Saturday shows. I go more in depth. If you go over to 1 John, St. John, first chapter, verse 26, I believe it is. I could be wrong. Verse 29, I think it is. Yeah, St. John, first chapter, verse 29. It says, the next day John see Yeshua coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of Yahweh, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now, what is he talking about? Okay, he's not talking about, you know, he's talking about the multitude of sin. But how do you take away the multitude of sin? You take it away by faith, by believing. Once you believe, then the only sin that's left is the sin of unbelief. So that's the only thing that can separate you from Yahweh, from the Heavenly Father, from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's why he said the sin of the world. In other words, the sin of unbelief, because we know that if you choose not to believe in him, then you're going to be separated for all eternity. You're going to perish. Okay, that's why the scripture says over in St. John, the third chapter, verses 15 and 16, it says that whosoever believeth in him, see, he says believe, see that? Faith. So that's why when Christ, anytime he did a miracle, notice that he always asked and followed up with, but do you believe? Because he wants to know, I understand that you just saw me heal you or heal this person or raise this person from the dead, but I need to know that, do you believe in me, that I am who I say I am, the Son of the Most High? That was the most mm-hmm. important thing. That's
yes.
why that should be the only message in church mainly is that, do you believe? Do you have faith? Are you saved? This is why the scripture over in St. John, 3rd chapter, verse 15, says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Your faith is
is the most important thing that you believe in. And why? Because your faith is what saves you. The fact, you said it earlier, brother, the fact that you believe, that's what's going to save you. That's what's going to take you out of this world and bless you to be before the Most High. Verse 16 says, "For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And I'm going to top it off with this real quick. St. John the 3rd chapter, verse 36. Here it is. Again, it's about your belief and your unbelief. If you believe, your sins are forgiven. If you don't believe, your sins are not forgiven. And this is what the scripture is saying. It says over in St. John the 3rd chapter, verse 36, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." Notice it didn't say what you do, how you live, your works. It didn't say that. But John clarified,
right,
that if you believe, you have what? Everlasting life. That's why I teach salvation. I teach life. I don't tell people that you need to get right and come to Christ. People will never get right and come to Christ. That's not how it works. I need you to believe in Christ first. Once you become saved and you believe, the Holy Spirit will indwell you and begin to lead you into salvation, meaning not your eternal salvation. Your eternal salvation is already taken care of once you believe, but your daily salvation, in other words, delivering you from bad habits, is going to come through the Holy Spirit daily. We grow. We mature as Christians spiritually. Every day of our life, we get better. But he says in the second part of verse 36, he said, "And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life." This is the key to this. This is what the whole Bible is about. It's about believing in Christ and converting people with the true, rightly divided word. "But the wrath of the Most High Yahweh abideth on him." Brother, that's beautiful. Man, you go ahead, brother. I had to say that. But I'll come back to 1 John 2nd chapter in a minute. But go ahead. That's awesome, brother. That's a good word, brother. That's a good word you got again.
Well, I'm just reading from the word.
I'm so reading too, brother.
If the word comes out good, then we know that the word is good, because he said it won't come back void, right?
That's right.
So,
he cannot
so
come back void. That's right.
And
but you hit some good points.
And I just want to backtrack to what we were saying about someone hating his brother and sinning. Okay.
Right.
And that had me thinking about this situation up in St. Louis, Florestan, St. Louis, in Missouri, to be exact, with my good friend Andre Montgomery.
Okay.
I met Andre when he was at Dunbar. Me and Andre,
okay,
because I was teaching at Dunbar at the time. And
okay,
when Andre went to Estacado, I was teaching at Estacado when Andre was at Estacado. And
okay,
right before Andre, about a month before Andre was killed, I saw him in the store, and he wanted me to pictures because he knew I was a photographer. And
wow.
I said, "Sure, we get together." And he went back to Missouri, and then he was killed a month later. And
wow,
we were talking about somebody hating their brother. This guy hated his nephew so much that, and the Bible says that, "For the love of money is the root of all evil."
That's right.
This man, his uncle, took out a $450,000 fake insurance policy on him and then had him killed for the insurance money.
Lord have mercy.
For the love of the insurance money. But I just had to say that because I was thinking about that when we was talking about loving the brothers and sinning. And, okay.
Right.
I'm through with that. That just got me because I just talked to him a month before that.
Wow. That was
okay
this year?
No, that was, 2016?
Wow.
16, 17 that happened, but they just found out what last month that his uncle had a big hand.
Really?
Yeah, Sweetie
That's
Pie.
Really
you
something.
Know? Remember that show Sweetie Pie?
Sweetie Pie.
The BET channel, own channel or something. Yeah.
Okay.
About Miss Robbie, she was a Motown singer and
mm-hmm.
went to Missouri and built this restaurant called Sweetie Pie.
Okay. I don't watch too much TV, but you have to tell me more about that. Man, okay. So, okay. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Now, I hadn't heard of Sweetie Pie. No, I'm not a huge fan of TV. I watch some TV, but, you know, that's really something about what you were saying about, you know, loving the brother. And it's crazy that you just mentioned that because I'm thinking about, again, going back to what the lady told me today, you know, while I was at work. You know, I'm just going to say this real quick, and I'm not trying to tell people what to do, but I will say this. Make sure that you pray. Paul said pray without ceasing over in Thessalonians. We have to be praying for people in this world because when that and you know, I've been hearing this about people talking about guns and bullets running out, and I know that the media is not saying much about this. But I'm like, why are people buying guns and bullets and guns and running out and bullets? I'm like, are we really here now in the world, in this country? Are we really to the point to where we're so afraid? And I kind of understand, but at the same time, you know, the Bible said live by the sword, die by the sword. And I'm not telling people what to do. You know, that's your own business. But in what you were just saying, if the world focused on more love, then there wouldn't be no need for any of this, you know, this type of thing, those type of acts, like you said, with the brother, to his own nephew, I believe you said. That's beyond me. You know, I couldn't imagine. And so we have to be praying for people. And because I believe that if we just, you know, my dad was like this. He always told us that he didn't believe in guns. He didn't believe in having a gun. Again, I'm not telling nobody what to do. I'm just telling you my belief, and I just follow my dad. You know, he always believed that the Holy Spirit is the greatest. And he is the Bible says he'll put a hedge around you. And the Bible says the safest place in the whole wide world is to be in his will. He'll protect you from anything. And so we're praying for people, you know, for people who feel like this is their only way. People are, you know, taking their lives or considering taking their lives. Don't give up. That's all I want to say to you. Don't give up. I love you. We love you. We're praying for you. Man, I'm praying for you. And we're believing the best for the world. I believe that this is going to blow over. I believe that, you know, others are forecasting that it's not. You know, I can tell you that this is definitely a practice for something else. I've said that since the beginning. This is preparation of practice for something that's to come. And this is why we preach to people salvation, because we want you to receive salvation before it's too late. You know, I said it last week on Saturday on my show, you know, you receive salvation, whatever that's worse or bad that's to come, he's going to protect you. I just believe that. And again, the Bible says that only man has power to take your physical life, but the Most High has the power to destroy your spiritual life. That's the one that's the most important. So irregardless
right.
of what happened to you on this earth, if something was to happen, you know that you're going to live again. I preach this over and over again, and I've said it, and I'm fixing to agree to be quiet and turn back over to you, but just real quick, we're going to come back and reign with him 1,000 years. I can't even – that is so amazing to me. Ever since I found that out many years ago, that is so amazing to me. And I had never heard it before in church. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm studying the Bible, and the Bible is saying that we're going to come back with Christ. Why hasn't anyone ever told me this? That we're going to come back and reign with him for 1,000 years as the church. 1,000 years, that's longer than your life. Most people don't even make it to 100. But you're gonna reign with him 1,000 years. And so that's why we're praying and believing for you all to receive salvation, spread love, tell people, you know, just love people. That's, you know, but go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm gonna go back to we'll stay where we are in the second chapter. And it's gonna be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 words. Okay?
Okay.
My little children,
mm-hmm.
these things I write unto you,
mm-hmm.
that ye sin not. I think he was imploring them, because they had been ravaged with sin, just as we are still today. Because we know that
right.
this is with the kingdom, God's kingdom is coming.
That's right.
And he was imploring the people, begging, pleading with them.
Right.
Don't sin.
Right.
But if you do,
we have
an advocate.
That's right. With the Father.
And that's Jesus Christ.
Ooh, that's it.
Righteous. The righteous.
That's right.
Go to him. Confess it. He'll tell the Father. And it's done. We'll forget about it.
That's it.
But he implores us. He's imploring us. Don't do it.
Stay away from it. That's right.
Yeah, stay away from it. And we got about 5 minutes left. And I'm going to give it to you. So go ahead and finish out what you were going to talk about on the second chat,
okay.
on the second chapter.
Okay. My brother, pretty much, man, you like I say, you've been hitting the nail on the head, man. You've been iron sharpens iron, man. It's a beautiful word. You know, within this hour, I mean, the time goes by fast. And again, we're grateful for everyone. I want to send a quick shout out to the Chaos Radio. Talk show team, Derek Oliver, and we thank the Most High for this platform and reaching so many people, so many souls. This is so very important, man. I'm so grateful. You know, though I be, you know, exhausted and weary, not all the time, but there are days that are challenging. Like I tell people, we go through the same challenges. I am grateful for this opportunity to be here for the saints and to continue to enlighten and preach the word. You know, verse 2, 1 John, 2nd chapter, verse 2, it says, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, okay, but also for the sins of the whole world. What John is saying is that he is the attorney for us. He's vouching for us. Amen. He's going to the Most High.
Amen.
You know, on our behalf. Okay, and this was the reason that he was sent into the world, because we couldn't do it. A lot of times, you know, and that's all I was trying to get the brother to see. You know, we don't walk in pride. We don't, but we know pride is what caused Lucifer to fall. You know, Christ is the one that's doing it, not us. We're sinful. The only difference between, and I'm gonna share this verse with. I'm gonna squeeze this in here real quick.
Okay.
But let me finish verse 2 real quick. He said, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only. In other words, not only just for us as believers, because we still sin as believers. The only difference between me and unbelievers is I believe. That's it. I believe and they don't believe. And because I believe, the Holy Spirit is now in me, and the Holy Spirit is the keeper, and it guides me. It tells me, Tim, don't do this. As you said. As John said, you know, he says, I write unto you that ye sin not. The Holy Spirit is just like, you know, they used to show a little cartoon illustration, the devil on one shoulder and the angel on another shoulder. Well,
yeah.
That's just an illustration. But exactly. But the Holy Spirit is always constantly telling you, hey, do right. Do right. You know you ain't supposed to be doing that. Do right. And because we are walking in the Spirit and we walk in the light, we say, no, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not going over that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to treat that person like that. We walk in love majority of the time. But there are those few times that we do slip. There are those times that we do, you know, get out of line. But and that's what John is saying. He said, but if we do, we have what? An advocate with the Father, which is Christ, the Savior, the righteous. He is the righteous, perfect one, not us. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also the sins of the whole world. In other words, for those who are still unbelievers. Not only just the believers, but for the unbelievers as well. Amen.
Amen.
Because remember, I was once a sinner. I was once out there in the world doing my thing. My dad used to tell me he's a preacher. I was a PK. They say PK, preacher's kid. You know, we were preacher's kids. And he used to always tell us, you know, don't do this. Don't shame me. Don't go. You know, because, you know, they always used to teach you that. Do right. Do that.
Right.
And then when you get old, you know, you kind of get away. You want to go do your own thing. But I want to share this with you in right here with this verse also. Go with me to Romans, man. I love Paul the way he writes. The book of Romans, real quick, and we're going to get ready to shut it down for tonight. We thank you all for tuning in. I'll be back on the air tomorrow night. And in fact, I'll be on tomorrow 6 p.m. Central Time for Spiritual Sense Life. We've been talking about Revelation. Tomorrow I'm actually going to give myself a break. I will be on. I may only be on for an hour tomorrow night, so I'm just going to freestyle tomorrow night. I'm just going to get into the Word and just kind of go with some scriptures to kind of get my brain a rest. Because I really need it, man. I say, when you get to falling asleep, you get tired, fall asleep, study, fall asleep. I say, you know what? I need to really get me some rest. It's all good. I enjoy doing it. I love it. But, you know, there are times where I got to rest my body and spend time with the family as well. And I try to keep everybody happy, right? Amen. I keep everybody happy, brother. So Romans, the third chapter is where I want to go. Man, there's so much we want to share with you, but real quick, Romans, the third chapter, verse 9. I love this. Romans, the third chapter, verse 9. Watch what Paul says. Paul says, what then? He asks a question. I love the way Paul writes. He said, what then? He asks a question. Are we better than they? Who is they? Who is Paul referring to? He's talking about the unbelievers. We're believers. They're unbelievers. Are we better than they? Watch what Paul says. Paul says no. He answers the question. He answers his own question. No. In no wise. In other words, I don't care how smart you think you are. I don't care how much of a believer you think you are. I don't care how much you think you got it going on as a believer. You're not better than unbelievers, people who are out in the world that's out here clubbing and doing their thing and sleeping, whatever you want to say that they're doing. You are not better than them. I'm not better than them. Okay? Watch what he says. He says, for we have before. He said, it's already been proven. Prove both Jews and Gentiles. Now, we know back in the day, in the Old Testament, the reason why he said Jews and Gentiles, because that's how he used to establish the Most High chosen people, the Jews, from the rest of the world. So the Jews were the children of Israel, the chosen people. The Gentiles was the rest of the world. Whatever race, creed, color they was the rest of the world. But he said, we have proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are what? All under sin. And what he said in the scripture. So now we fast forward to this day and time. We say we have believers and unbelievers, Jews and Gentiles. That's what it is. Believers are the Jews, unbelievers are the Gentiles. He said that they are what? We are all under sin. We are no better than them. The only reason why we're saved is because of the sacrifice that Christ made. Amen. Verse 10 says, as it is written. In other words, it's in the scriptures. It's in the book. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Well, none of us are righteous. The only reason why I'm going to heaven is because I believe, and that's why I read you the scriptures over in St. John, the third chapter. Only because we believe, that's the only thing that separates us from those who are lost, is that we believe. Brother, I appreciate you coming on tonight, man. This was an awesome word. We did it in an hour. We're going to shut it down in a few minutes. Brother, man, I appreciate you, man. This was a beautiful word. I had something else, but, man, I think I'm going to let you just bring out the word, and we just freestyle from it, man. But this was awesome. I love it. It was beautiful, brother. You got anything else
before
we get ready to shut it down?
It's always beautiful when one or two are gathered in his name.
Oh, man, say it. Say it, brother. Say it. Man, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Iron sharp as iron. One or two are gathered in my name, he says, I am in the midst. Thank the Most High for the Holy Spirit. Brother, you got anything else before we hear it shut it down?
Let's shut it down.
All right, shut it down, the brother said. All right, well, we appreciate you all listening to our Spiritual Freestyle Friday. Now, we're going to be off next Friday, so make sure that you all know that. We'll be off next Friday. We'll come back on the following Friday, so we're going to take a break next Friday. I know we kind of got a busy week. I got a busy week. I know the brother got a busy week, so we're going to take a break next Friday. We're going to be back on the next following Friday. Let me pull up the calendar and see what day that's going to be on. So we're going to be off on the 4th of September. We'll be back on the 11th of September for Freestyle Friday. And we're going to give you our schedule. We'll probably kind of give us a little break and give everybody a little break. Now, I will be back on the air tomorrow night for Spiritual Sense Life at 6 p.m. Central Time. But I'm going to probably be on an hour again tomorrow. I'm giving myself, a mental break. So I do need that break. So probably, and I won't be in Revelation. I'm going to give myself a little break. Revelation is a lot of information. There's a lot I want to share with you, but, given the time, I try to give you the best of what I got. And so we thank you all for listening. Family, remember that I love you, brother. I thank you for coming on. I'll be hollering at you here soon. Family, we love you. Just remember that you are royalty. I am royalty and family. Until next time, stay blessed. Bless the kingdom. This is Tim the Overseer, and I'm out with Busta Bus 806, my co-host. Brother, I'll holler at you later. We love y'all. Y'all take care, stay safe, and be praying for everyone. Love y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
We out.